everyone, and welcome to Podtacular. I'm your host, Freak in a Box.
I'm your host, Kurt Flicks.
And today we have our Customs and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Yeah. We've had quite a lot of submissions so far. Not as many as we'd liked, but it'll do. It's a lot of work because people have been sending stuff in. Not very well cut up and not very well renamed or whatever, and it's really hard to put it all into order. So, just a warning for next time. Yeah. Rename your files. Yeah.
Yes, and also we did receive a few that were like the whole multiplayer game, and just so you guys know, those got deleted instantly.
I love 6 hours of video.
Yeah.
For one clip.
So, moving right along, we're going to jump right in here to our, what were they called? Oh yeah, custom maps. Yeah, I played these. So, I guess we'll just start trading off. Jacked Kill wrote, "Hey guys, I have a cool avalanche map to submit. It's called Covey Human. Pretty simple. The human side has all the human weapons and vehicles. And the Covenant side has all the Covenant weapons plus vehicles. I haven't tried it out yet, but it seems pretty fair to play. Thanks, guys. You are awesome. Oh, yeah. I'm a new submitter. I've been listening since episode 150, so I missed a lot. Shout out to the Godtacular Bible Study and Crunk and JVB for doing such a great job on their podcasts. P.S. I heard about Podtacular community podcast that's coming up. Aren't Fumo and Nobody hosting it? If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you talk to Nobody." Okay. So, let's see. Map first or questions first?
Questions, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Podtacular community podcast that they're creating, I think Fumo Jive was just on the pilot episode and he's not going to be on the rest of the episodes.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too.
Yeah.
Just helping them get started. But, yeah. This map, let's see, when I set it up, I should have set it up as a CTF or something, but I set it up as a Sniper Slayer, so we didn't get the best use out of this map that we could have had. But it was still, okay, there was too many, we didn't use the vehicles as much as I would have liked.
Yeah.
Maybe like shorten the respawn time on those, or so that we always use the vehicles. But yeah, it was okay. Okay, map.
What was it like? Covenant on one side of the map and human on the other. So everyone had a different kind of weapon. Well, each team had different.
Yeah.
Kinds of
yeah,
weapons.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah, you had all the Covenant weapons on one side, and then all the human weapons on the other.
Was it quite balanced then? Because some of the weapons are more overpowered than the others, I suppose? Or was it pretty fair?
I didn't notice anything too unfair with balancing. I know my team lost horribly. But...
okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Was the map good size for it? Was it, like, even size, like, 8 on 8 or something? Or was...
Oh, it was the full avalanche map. So...
wow. Pretty big.
Yeah, we had 8 players, so it was a good game.
Cool.
So, moving on.
Yeah. Prelick wrote, "Hey, Freakin' Box, I decided to make a legendary map." 3! "This is a relatively simple team-based map. It works for Infection." Sorry, not a Team Slayer game. "It's just a regular Infection. It picks up its basics..." Oh, I see what it's doing. "It's basically just a man cannon loop. Where people spawn each side and jump into a man cannon, and there's loads of weapons and things on spawns, and it's just mayhem, really. There's one honor rule, no kills that are in midair." I don't get that.
You know the big center room on Avalanche where you have that really long teleporter, I mean, not teleporter, man cannon over the path?
Yeah.
Yeah, he blocked off that area and made it so you were supposed to run off those and try and get kills while in the air.
Oh, I see.
The only problem is people kept hiding behind and shooting people as soon as they spawned.
Yeah, that was you. I've seen it in the video.
I did it a few times, but it was not mostly me.
You just stood there, but, and people are coming through teleport. I mean, people are spawning in front of you, and you're just there sniping them in the head. It's pretty
fun. But, yeah, it would. He needed to block it off so that you couldn't sit back there, have it blocked off so that you, once you landed, you were forced back into the lift again, and that when you spawned on the lift instead of
and
back where you had the choice to run into it.
Okay.
But yeah, because this map just fell apart, we ended up just quitting.
The idea's there, though. It's a good concept.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good concept.
Okay.
High Impact One wrote, "Hey guys, I'm a longtime listener of the show, and I'd like to submit my newest map on Ghost Town from the Legendary Map Pack. This is for the Tales and Customs show, and thanks for your time to read this." The map's called Dead City. In Dead City, human players must survive for 5 minutes as they wait for emergency evacuation from a contaminated village. Utilizing two bases connected by a barricaded catwalk, humans have few weapons at their disposal as they fight to stay alive. Dead City is unique because it utilizes a day and night cycle, using the newly added filters in Halo 3. The map changes from day to dusk to dawn. As it gets more and more difficult to see, the tension to survive the winding clock rises. Check out Dead City today. And I'm not going to read the rest.
Yeah, it's a big description. I actually looked at the videos that you created on this map, and it looks pretty good. The only problem I realized was camping, I suppose, because there's that one place where the people
get. Yeah, it was a good map. I mean, as you keep going, he keeps on adding the gloomy filter. Like, so the farther into the game you get, the darker it gets, and eventually it gets so that you can barely see the outline of the sword in front of your face.
Wow. It's a good idea. The transitions between night and day you can't really tell that much because it just happens at once, but...
Yeah, because the filter suddenly spawns and then makes everything darker. But it was good, except for the one camping spot that I don't remember what his name was found.
Yeah. Right. Kiltrosity or whatever it's called. From up there.
Yeah. He's just sitting there, and then we are trying to get up there, and we can't. He's just out of range, and then when we finally get him, the next round, he jumps up into the tree above that. Luckily, he fell out of that pretty quick, but that would have been nearly impossible to get.
Yeah. So they just need to block the map off a bit more with obstacles or teleporters or something?
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a very well-known camping spot till now. But yeah, definitely needs to be blocked off to maintain the gameplay.
Cool.
So.
Okay, what that guy wrote, K Sega?
Kangas Khan.
Who?
I think it's Kangas. It's Kangas Aga.
Okay, it's spelled completely different on mine, but...
Oh. K-A-I-S-A-G-A.
Yeah, that.
Okay, name established.
He wrote, so the day the Legendary Map Pack came out, me and my friend, that guy...
Panzerwurst.
Sat on our Xbox on the map Avalanche. The Thing. That's what they call the map that they created. It's based on the movie, the Infection-style map, and the zombies starts off in the caves and the humans start off in the base. The humans have a teleporter in their base that takes them to the center canyon that has been blocked off, so it's a last resort. Doo-doo-doo. The zombies have poor camo, but their armor is white, so they're quite camouflaged, I suppose, against the snow. They also move a tiny bit faster than humans. Hope you enjoy this map. Panzer... Yeah, him. Made. Sorry that this there is no video for this map. It's just like try out the game type. Okay. You did try out the game type on that one, Freak in a Box. Did you enjoy it?
I think we didn't play it right. I mean, we set up and instantly everyone ran. We were supposed to stay and defend the base for a little bit as the zombies tried to come in and wipe us out. But it ended up everyone just instantly fell back into the chasm room because it's the most defended.
Yeah.
But even with us doing that, I don't think we ever finished a round. The zombies were pretty strong, so it was hard. Even when we had mounted turrets to use, and they had to come across the lift to get to us. There was one big glitch, though. When he blocked off the back entrance to the cave, there was barely enough room for a zombie to crouch through, and we'll show that in video so you guys can see where that is and you can fix it. But other than that, I thought it was pretty decent map.
Yeah. It looked okay, I suppose. I like the ideas there again, but just need some upgrading to get it there, I suppose.
Okay, so Master Chief wrote, also known as King Lou.
Master Chief.
Also known as
Master Chief. Chief.
Master Chief. Chief. Okay, I need to actually read the names before I am. Master Chief. Chief. Okay, say that 10 times fast. Also known as King Louis 501. I think I'll just call him that. He sent in the map Peril Zone, and he says, "There's no way to really describe this map. It's basically a map I made up as I went. Nonetheless, it's pretty cool. There are plenty of additional walkways and ledges along with additional weapons and man cannons. You just have to check it out in person." This was that crazy map with ramps going everywhere on, Blackout.
Blackout, that's it.
It was pretty interesting, actually. Probably one of the better maps that we got. I just didn't know the map, so I couldn't find any of the good weapons and ended up running around with like a plasma pistol. And
the videos that we got for it, they were pretty interesting. There was quite a few nice kills in there.
Yeah, this was another map that I got owned on, just because I couldn't find anything. But like Shotgun Friendly said, that he just kept running across the shotgun and he was owning with it. He was carrying our entire team with the shotgun.
Nice. So,
even though we were losing, but hey.
Okay. Any improvements for that map? Would you say?
Not really. I'd just say you need to take the time to learn it to actually be able to play it really well. But it was pretty interesting and pretty good.
Okay, cool. So Soul Shadow Dudro, also known as Shadow Dreamer, on Xbox Live, I think. This map takes place as Sniper 1, BR 1, 2, Lift 1, and Lift 2, Sword 1, Sword 2. Only the doors are all closed. They're like blocked off with objects from Forge, I'm guessing. The zombies spawn in Sword 1, and the humans spawn in the other rooms. There is a teleporter on every floor, a makeshift bunker, and Sniper 1 for the humans. The atmospheric effects from the camera effects make this map intense at times. I haven't worked out a bug in this map where at least one person spawns on BR3. Okay. I've only seen one person spawn there. Only once, though. I have a sender node up there to let the person actually get back into the map. It's a slow work in progress.
Okay. This was the map that was universally hated.
I got one video submission for this. That's all.
Yeah. So we should make this quick because that video submission's already probably run out. But all the rooms are blocked off. And it's an infection map in small areas with teleporters. So basically, this is the gist of the map. You're standing in a room, hiding in a corner. The zombie comes through the teleporter. You shoot him a bunch of times, but he's strong, so you don't kill him. And he just swings because he's already in range and kills you.
Okay. Well,
that's just for this map. Plus, not mentioning the glitch he said where the zombies are now running around stuck inside, and there's a guy who didn't go through the teleporter because he spawned outside the map, and he's just running around out there saying, la-di-da-da-da. So, you can, that teleporter out there is probably a starter spawn. You go to change, in Forge, change the game type to infection, and then try and then you should be able to see the starting spawn points. And so, you can go in there and delete it that way.
Cool. I didn't know that. That's good.
Okay.
We should say what happened to Shotgun Friendly, because he was doing the show before I was, but we had some technical problems with him, his audio feed got cut off halfway through the recording, so it was just Freak in a Box talking to himself. And then he had to leave anyway, for some reason.
Me and my invisible friend.
So, yeah, big shout out to Shotgun Friendly for that.
Yeah, we'll get him in here eventually, somehow.
Cool.
That's all for our customs, so now moving on to Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah.
Pause.
End. Edit. Scream. this clip's from Assassin 073 on Construct. First off, he throws a grenade up the lift, which is not the cleverest thing to do. Nearly kills himself. Picks up the sniper rifle and looks at his radar, and boom, Elite's dead. Great shot, that. You can't really miss an Elite's head, though, I've got to say.
Yeah. Still, it's something I couldn't do. Well, he does say it's 99.99% luck. Guy comes out of grab lift on Construct, and I shoot him in the head. 99.9% luck.
Was good, I gotta say.
Okay, so from the beginning, this one's yours.
Okay. This next submission's from Poop in a Basket. He says, my friends and me were playing a BR game on Blackout. It was near the end of the match. I had a sniper rifle, and I was in the middle section of the BR tower. My friend Rob, who was in the middle platform, threw a sticky grenade towards me. The sticky grenade lands right in my hand and transforms into a frag grenade that I throw back at them. I always watch this because I think it's so amazing. Tell me how you like it. Okay. Yeah, it was really cool. I didn't understand what happened at first, but when you actually examine what happens, you can see the plasma grenade lands in the guy's hand, and when he throws a frag grenade, it disappears. I don't know where it went. I don't know if it exploded or whatever.
Transformed magically into a frag grenade.
Yeah, pretty cool. Thanks for your submission.
Okay, so Killzilla sent in this clip. He says, I rushed to the center of the map, Avalanche, and grabbed a trip mine. I saw two hogs coming and tossed the mine, trying to hit the rear hog. Somehow I got both of them.
That
nice.
That was awesome. That was the best trip mine kill I've ever seen, I gotta say. Well timed.
For some reason, my trip mines don't even kill. Or they, worse, they kill me later. Okay, so on to Soul Shadow, who says, a funny video of what happens when lag, a Spartan laser, and a Banshee come together. So, it's that Banshee flying way over there. Spartan! Ah!
Nice, that was awesome. Okay, in this clip, Phanius gets betrayed by a falling Banshee part. His friend is killing the Banshee, and the a bit of the Banshee just lands on his head. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Pod TV, it's Nero Gatto here. This is my first submission for any podcast on the site, so here it goes. The video is of my overkill on snowbound ranked land grab. I went straight for the ice cave territory, got the shoddy, and waited for the victims. The other team ran in like lemmings, and I got them one by one for an overkill extermination.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Andy also gets the land grab at the end.
Yeah, he does.
Well defended, like on his...
Okay, so we got a clip here from Phanius. He says, check out this sweet double on Avalanche.
There's a nice build-up to it as well, I suppose. So you get some awesome kills before it.
Yeah.
Nice BR. Hey. Very nice.
Very good at sniping. Okay, Yuzumaki 15 sends in this clip. It's a cool splatter he got in a custom game.
I don't know how he manages to dodge all the rockets. They're getting fired at him. And then the last rocket that hits him, the mongoose like flips up into the air, does a few backflips, front flips even, and then just smacks the guy in the face.
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
Duststorm sends in.
So I was coming from bottom, and then I started to see the guy reading half because he wrote a lot, so he started going up the ramp, and the sniper tower, so I threw a nade in the corner. Little did I know there was another guy coming down the ramp, so now there were a few of my teammates there shooting our opponents. Drained their shields enough to... for my grenade to kill them both. Before my grenade exploded, an opponent dropped down and started shooting at some of my teammates. A few frames after the grenade went off, I immediately the guy and got the triple kill. Yeah. Unless the continuous explosion of grenade.
Speed reading for you.
Triple what?
Say what? Okay. So that wraps up our Tales from the Foxhole, so I guess that's it for this show. I'm Breaking the Box.
Almost got me.
And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
I don't think they're gonna give you a medal for that one.
Oh my.
Thank you.